Hey guys, this episode was brought to you by Audible. Go to audibletrial.com/SGC64 for a free audiobook. You'll be helping out the show, and we appreciate you listening.
This episode is also brought to you by Saturday Morning RPG by Mighty Rapid Studio, available on Xbox One, PS4, PC, and mobile. Check it out and support the show and indie development.
Super Gamecast 64, Episode 70, the Halloween special.
Ooh.
Ooh, spooky.
Spooktober.
Hey guys, today on the show, we're going to be talking about a whole lot of stuff. We're going to be talking about that new game, the Batman Arkham.
Ah.
Skyrim Remastered, Battlefield 1, Titanfall 2, DBZ Xenoverse. Oh. Also, we got Halloween stuff. Oh. And LCS World Championships and the Nintendo Switch.
Don't forget the COTY.
Oh, yes. You'll see that in the middle of the show. Someone want to hit up that DJ?
DJ!
Episode 70, that Spooktober.
Get that nice remix. Hot and fresh out the kitchen.
You guys already know our names, so for this spooktacular episode, our Halloween special, I am that kid who just put a blanket over his head and decided to go as a ghost.
And I'm a zombie that's actually dressed as a mummy, but I identify as a vampire.
I can't even top that. That's a lie, I'm a dreidel, I'm a top, ha.
Oh, getting religious with it.
I thought you were going to go with a top hat. I'm the top hat from Monopoly.
So, guys.
And you must be.
I just want to bring up something I almost flipped off my chair there. I want to bring up something. We said last time we would have a special guest. Unfortunately, she couldn't make it. She will be on the next episode, or hopefully an episode soon.
Wait. If nothing else, this just increases the anticipation.
She's a good co-host. She just couldn't make it this time.
No it's, girl?
No girl. Just boys. It's going to be that kind of sausage Halloween. But let's, we
those
got
full-size candy bars.
Yeah. That's tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Which I just dated the show. So I
goblins.
I can't wait to come over and give out all the candy. I'm coming over and I'm giving out the candy.
Just cool. Okay,
good.
Whatever.
I'm having people over.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm just now hearing about it.
Well,
we just came up
on talking to you tonight.
This is Super Game Class 64.
I live here and I didn't even know that.
So guys, this show is a video game show, but it's also a comedy show. And this show is also a scary show.
Spooky.
So far, we are none of those things.
Oh, okay.
If you could see us, it would be a scary show.
It would be pretty goddamn scary. Let's start off with some news, because this just missed our radar last episode. The Nintendo NX.
That cool, sweet sound that it makes.
No. It's like a...
Nice. Kevin, you did that good. It's now called the Nintendo Switch. Wait, hold on, just...
Yay, Kevin!
Good. All right.
All right, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, I'm glad that you know exactly what sound effect I put right there. So the Nintendo Switch is like if they were like, let's take the Wii U, but then we're going to take off the sides of the controllers so you can lose them later and then charge you $200 again for it. Or...
Ooh. Oh, I didn't even think of that. Yeah, oh, my God.
Either. Yeah. Is no one thinking about that when you're like... Oh,
no.
I can't wait to go on this great vacation. Has anyone seen the left side of my Nintendo Switch?
The thing I love about the commercial that they released for it is that it was like, wow, look at how many different social settings this fits into. And, like, none of those people, you know, oh, we're having a rooftop party. Here comes Barbara again with her fucking Nintendo. Like... What is this thing? I don't know what this is. I've never watched TV before in my life. But, you know, we're trying to have people over on my super high-end rooftop New York apartment. But I want to play... This chick comes wandering over with fucking Mario.
She's like,
I just want to play Mario. No, go get that lady.
No, I'm gonna play Mario.
But she's like, waves her over, and they're like, oh, you're inviting her again? She's gonna bring over her stupid Nintendo.
She's gonna pull that old switcheroo.
Get out.
I see what you did.
Just get out.
Oh, I see.
Old Diane Switcheroo McGee, always bringing over her
we
Nintendos.
We already established the lore. Her name is Barbara.
Your name is Barbara.
Ooh, speaking of Barbara, you finished up Stranger Things, didn't you?
Oh, man!
Yeah,
look, I get it.
I don't want to go on. Segue. I don't want to go on this for much longer because we've talked about Stranger Things at length. But would you not say that it's probably the best, like, Netflix/Hulu/Amazon Prime original show?
Yeah.
Nothing's really topped it yet.
Nope.
Before or after. I mean, there's some good comedy stuff, but as far as, like, drama and horror...
Duffer Brothers OP.
Yeah, Duffer Brothers OP. I don't think they've done anything else.
No, I don't. They're completely new to the scene.
But I can't wait for season two. So, yeah, once again, watch Stranger Things if you haven't already. Like, tonight would be the perfect time to watch it.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Last night, we watched an awesome event. Well, I did. I don't know if you guys did. Worlds. League of Legends World Championships.
Oh, you're not talking about the ball of bases.
No. That is going on currently. Also, if you are new to the show, we are based in Cleveland. Go Tribe them Windians. Them Windians. What's the score right now, Kevin? You said 4-1?
It's 1-3 them.
1-3?
Great. So LCS, it's League of Legends. It's esports, not real sports. It's esports. That's, you know, that's a controversy because esports...
They're becoming a thing.
Dude, I saw the setup they had. For those who don't know, League of Legends is a MOBA, free-to-play, made by Riot. It's pretty much massive. One of the biggest esports games that they have. They did it at the... Oh, it was a basketball arena. I can't remember if it was the Lakers or the Clippers or something. Long story short, on each end where you'd have, like, the baskets... They had the team sitting there with their faces projected on these giant, like, booths. And then when they would, like, kill an elder dragon or do something, the whole entire floor would light up with, like, an infographic. Kind of how if you see the beginning of any basketball game, yeah, you know, they always splash the team logo or something.
With the holograms.
Yeah, so it looks like a high production quality thing.
Sweet, man. That's awesome.
So SKT, also known as SK Telecom, they took it for the third year now. They have won the most championships. Did you guys watch it, or was it just me?
The last time I watched Worlds was in college.
Tyler, did you miss it?
I always miss Worlds because I don't like watching people play video games. It just makes me want to play video games.
Yeah, see, I'm not one of those people who likes to watch. I understand there's that crowd of those who are the watchers and those who are the players.
Who watches the watchers?
I was going to make a joke about the new Emma Roberts movie, Nerve, because that's the tagline, but then you beat me with the Watchmen reference. So, Tyler, game one right now.
So, I was at a wedding.
That up right there.
I was at a wedding last night.
I was deep in a wedding last night.
And we're on our way back in the shuttle, and I turn to my fiance, Rachel, and I go, oh my gosh, the game's on tonight. And she's like, yeah, we're literally listening to it right now, because the Cubs-Indians game was on. And I go, no, the League of Legends World Finals are on. She's like, really?
You're not getting laid tonight. Okay, long story short.
Also true.
I think I've said long story short too many times already.
Yes, you have.
What you had was SKT, who was... They're the big... Yeah. They're the top dogs. And then you had SSG, Samsung Galaxy.
Whoa. What? That sound effect I just made sounds a lot like the Nintendo Switch. I am feeling a conspiracy theory coming on here.
I think you're wrong.
Alex Jones. Supported by SK Telecom, Nintendo Switch.
Reggie owns SKT.
His body is ready. So
now that we've lost half of our audience.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, I want to just restart the whole show. SKT versus Samsung Galaxy. It was like classic underdog versus industry veteran. It was like a game of chess. I've never seen a
4D
game,
chess?
4D chess. It's like virtual chess. What if they were virtually in the game?
And every time they died in the game, they would feel like a laceration. No, that's awful.
No, don't you know if you die in the game,
you die
in real life?
You poop in the game, you poop for real.
So SKT won Worlds. Hell yeah. There's a lot more stuff we can talk about games, but tis the season not to be jolly, but to be spooky. You probably heard at the top of the show with our Spooky Scary Skeletons remix that we've been doing. Also, guys, I've been forgetting to give... Halloween movie suggestions. So, Evil Dead.
Here's a bunch of them. Here we go.
Evil Dead, Trick or Treat. Saw one, saw two, saw three, saw four. I'm just kidding. Watch something good on Netflix. They're all there. I just gave like four. Does anybody have anything they
want? Yeah.
Stranger Things, for sure.
Rec.
Oh, REC. Yeah, if you ever seen Quarantine.
Don't bother with Quarantine.
It's the American remake of REC. If you like that handy cam stuff, hell yeah, REC.
No.
Tyler, you're not a big proponent of horror stuff in general, are you?
Well, it's not. No.
No, I mean, I'm the horror junkie here, but there's plenty of stuff. Be festive, eat candy. Always know that no one is going to be giving drugs to your kids. It's not a thing.
Always eat candy.
You don't want to check your kids' candy to make sure they're not ingesting the drugs. You want to check your kids' candy to make sure you get all of the drugs.
Right. Like, did anyone actually ever think about the fact that your parents are like, oh no, there might be razor blades in that Snickers. Like, mom, that's the 14th Snickers you checked.
There's no razor blades.
Maybe your mom just likes Snickers.
Wait.
Mom, are you worried about my safety or are you just being a fatty?
Wait.
I never get Snickers.
Are you telling me my dad was like, Tyler, give me all your Baby Ruths. They have razors in them.
Yeah.
And I would do that. And he was like,
I made sure all the razors were there, but now the chocolate is gone.
He walks out of the room and goes, Don, I think he might be retarded.
That's
and your dad's a full-grown adult. He can go buy his own fucking Baby Ruth
the
if
first
he wants
time
to.
I, yeah, the first time I have a kid...
He just likes stealing yours.
The first time I have a kid, I'm only going to do my firstborn, because this is the only kind of thing that works once, right?
That's not true.
Probably their second or third Halloween. I'll let them have a few good ones, you know. But maybe the fourth Halloween, one night I just take, after the trick-or-treat, take the whole bag, and I go, I check this for drugs and poison. And then eat all of it. And then go, I'm sorry, honey, but the whole bag was poisoned. And then when they get really, really sad and upset, I go... Ain't that the way the world works? Life giveth, and then dad taketh away.
That's like the Jimmy Kimmel prank, except awful. Like, that's terrible.
Jimmy Kimmel does do that prank, and yeah. I completely forgot about it, and now I feel like Jimmy Kimmel's an asshole.
Hilarious.
It, now, it's pretty funny.
Do you fully intend to do this to a three-year-old?
No, I'm going to give him a few, so like five or six.
Five or six?
Yeah, so it's gonna be late enough in their life that's going to hurt them for the rest of their life, yep. And that way they'll learn.
And then you're going to go, whoops, time for daddy's insulin shot.
Time for daddy's... No!
Inject your belly.
So I thought what we'd do for this year, instead of what we did last year, which I don't remember, honestly.
It was the spookiest games that we played.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Instead of doing spookiest games, you're what we're going to do is we're going to do...
Too many of those candy, Halloween candy drugs.
COTY 2016. That is Costume of the Year 2K16. Now, the weird thing about this bit is that they don't have to be a costume from this year. It's just funny when I say it that way. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a few different competition slots. And we're going to find the character within video games that best represents that slot. And then they're going to win the award. You guys follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
First category. Best pirate 2016 that doesn't have to be a pirate in 2016. I'll start. Guybrush Threepwood from The Secret of Monkey Island.
No, you did not.
Oh,
no, wow. You did not. Okay, you
why
just opened
you,
up the whole
why
world.
Would you lead with that?
It's on. Okay,
I just beat your ass.
12 seconds.
Okay,
Kevin,
go. You 12. While Kevin thinks of his, I'm just going to tell you Guybrush Threepwood will be making a return later in the show in New Game Plus. So
yeah, my pirate choice is, dang, that's tough.
If you guys want to concede it to me, I'll take it.
I don't know, man.
But
I also kind of want to pick Monkey D. Luffy from that one game and that show. And
one
that
Piece.
One, thing.
One Piece?
Just because I'm a jerk like that.
Well, I mean, do you count Shantae as a pirate?
I do count Shantae
as
a pirate.
Do you count the main character from Black Flag as a pirate?
Yeah, because he is a pirate.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
That's the one I pick. So there.
So we
way
got
better than
Guybrush Threepwood. We got Guybrush Threepwood, and then we got Guy from Assassin's Creed Black Flag. I don't remember his name. Was it Eduardo?
I don't even know.
Edward Norton? Edward Norton.
It was...
also Shantae.
Haytham Kenway.
Haytham Kenway.
Right?
It was Edward Kenway.
Edward Kenway.
It was something Kenway. All right.
Eduardo.
Do you have a entry, Kevin, for us for the pirate giveaway?
Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow. That's... Mm. Oh, you know what? Okay, if you're going to play that game, I'll play that kind of game later. Jack Sparrow and what? Lego Pirates of the Caribbean?
Sure.
All right.
Lego Jack Sparrow.
Lego Jack Sparrow.
Lego my Lego Jack Sparrow.
That's too much.
So the winners of the Pirates is Guybrush Threepwood, Assassin's Creed 4 boy.
Who decides this?
And no,
the,
this
the
is...
The Academy.
Oh.
The Academy. We will also put this up on the Twitter. You guys can vote. So Guybrush Threepwood, Assassin's Creed 4 boy, and then Lego Jack Sparrow from Lego Pirates of the Caribbean. Next category is... Are you ready?
Nope.
Best Ninja. I'll start. Scorpion from Mortal Kombat.
Strider here.
I knew he was going to say Strider.
Ooh, are you going to fill in the blank here, Kevin? There's
I'm
an
gonna,
obvious
I'm
choice.
I'm going to say Ryu
Hayabusa. Dude, holy shit. Yeah. When I was thinking of this bit in my own fucked up head, I was like, this is what I want it to be.
Wait, these are the top three right here. I got a better one. The Ninja from Kirby.
Fuck you. That's not a... Okay,
what, Biospark?
What?
That's what his name is. His name is Biospark.
Why? He's a ninja.
I don't name things
okay.
Hal does.
Okay.
Well, Hal's an idiot. I can't let you say that.
Whoa. Rough. Can't let you do that, Star Fox. That was uncalled for. So best ninja noms are Scorpion, not Ryu Hayabusa, the ninja from Kirby.
Biospark.
Biospark from Kirby, and then Strider.
I'm still going with Ryu. I was just
making, okay.
Just making a goof.
Okay.
Yeah, but like, that's a pretty good goof.
The Twitter will have four options. There you go. Next up, best vampire. I'm not sure how this one's going to work out. I don't have a lot of vampires in my head.
Todd and I are going to have the same one.
That's not true.
I am. Okay. I am. My nominee, Dracula from Castlevania, because you guys are dicks.
What? I was going to say Alucard from Castlevania.
Well, there you go.
So I'm going to be like, let me get a semblance of that word in different
Try to form a Dracula, an anagram. An anagram for Dracula. You want to pull that up on Google? Just anagram a Dracula real quick?
I don't have my phone.
No, of course you don't. I stole it, so you couldn't cheat for this episode.
That's not fair.
Uh-huh. Do you have a vampire for us? You can concede it to me or Kevin. It's fine.
His name is Graham.
Graham Stoker.
Graham.
Graham Stoker's Bachelor.
Graham Cracker.
Bram Strokers.
Graham.
Graham Cracker Strokers. Go ahead. Bram what?
Graham, I don't remember his last name, but he was from Castlevania, the Aria of the Sorrow. He was the vampire.
Okay, so either Dracula all spelled weird, or or Castlevania Dawn
Dracula,
of Sorrow.
Dracula backwards.
Or Dracula's servant guy.
So.
Who was actually a vampire.
So.
Maybe.
Next category. This is going to be my favorite category. No, my second favorite category. Best ghost. I don't want to start.
Kevin, start.
I don't want to start.
Tyler, you want to start? Because I'm going to body this whole entire conversation.
Because I'm going to go second and steal his.
No, you're not ready. No. You don't even know what the fuck's going to come. I am about to drop the bomb on the COTY ghost cat.
Let's let Tyler go then.
All right, Tyler, best ghost.
But you know I'm bad at this.
I mean, it's okay. You're just thinking off the top of your head. Think of all the ghosts. That's me wiping off the stuff on the table that we record on, if that picked up. I'm sorry. You had to hear that. Tyler, you got this. Our listeners at home are eagerly awaiting your reply.
The world wants to know.
The world wants to know. What is the best ghost of 2016 that necessarily didn't come out? Not necessarily. Didn't come out in 2016. There's a whole lot of ghosts. You could be an asshole and pick any dead character, and then I could just throw a spoiler tag over it.
Rude.
So I could be like...
Yo, like, but... Right, no, fuck you. Don't say that.
From last episode?
Yeah, you could have.
The clown from last episode.
The clown from last episode.
Okay.
No. All right. I'll go.
Kevin,
Come back to me. Come back to me after Kevin.
My best ghost of 2016 is the best ghost of all years. Boo.
Yeah, see, I thought you were going to do that. Check this out. Your Lego Jack Sparrow bullshit. Ghost of Christmas Past, Christmas Carol for Nintendo DS. In your fucking face.
I did not see that.
Why'd you gotta put Christmas in Halloween?
Because I really like Christmas a lot.
I would say...
It's not even Halloween yet, and you're already talking about Christmas.
Only 8 more Fridays until...
I hate that stupid meme. It's Will Ferrell as Elf. It's like, only 8 more Christmases until Friday. Reverse that. Strike that. Reverse it. Yeah, no. Ghost of Christmas
only
Past.
8 more Christmases till the new movie by...
Doctor Strange.
Friday comes out, the sequel to the sequel.
Oh, also breaking news. Doctor Strange leaked on the internet if you guys want to watch a cam version.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it was all gross.
Why would you watch that?
I don't know. It's pretty gross.
On the internet?
Yeah, out of all things. You didn't hear that from me. I know a guy who knew a guy who sold it to me on a bootleg in China when I was there researching this episode.
I know a guy who watched it already with the same probably version. It was like, that's like watching that.
He was watching like a little through a camera. Yeah, I didn't watch it. I'm going to wait.
Why would you do that?
I'm going to wait the 5 days.
Explain the visual gag that I'm doing?
No.
Why would you waste, like, you can wait 5 days and watch it in 1080p on a 60-foot screen.
Worth.
Yeah, I'm going to wait.
Anyway, after all of that discussion, did you come up with something?
Or are you going to default back to the clown? The clown is not a video game character, I just want to say, so it'd probably be DQ'd.
Right, so...
So we got the Boo, and we got the Ghost of Christmas Past from Christmas Carol for the Nintendo DS.
I'm going to say the bad guy from Ghosts and Goblins.
The bad guy from Ghosts and Goblins. I'll take that.
I got a new one.
You got a new one.
The hand that sticks out of the toilet in Majora's Mask.
Damn. That's not really a ghost.
It is, though.
Oh, you're right.
Ghost hand. Toilet ghost hand.
So, toilet ghost hand, Ghost of Christmas Past, and then the villain from Ghosts and Goblins. God, this is a shitty category.
Yeah, why did you do this to us?
I thought mine was pretty good.
Kevin.
I mean, by default, he's shitty because he's in a toilet, but...
You know what's shittier
than
that shitty response?
What?
Is this next category.
Best man dressed as a bat.
I'm going to go first. I will say Man-Bat from Arkham Knight.
I'm gonna have to say. I'm gonna
fucking got it.
I'm gonna have to get Schwibby and say Batman from Batman Beyond.
Don't you dare, Tyler! Please, it's a goddamn segue. Will someone do it? Just from a specific.
I'm gonna say Batman from the new Batman Arkham.
Yeah, there we go. So you gotta decide on Twitter if you like Batman Beyond Batman, Man Bat from Batman Arkham Knight, or Batman from Arkham Bat,
or Man Batman, the man that dresses a bat that dresses
Man Batman.
What if Batman? What is Man Bat dressed Batman for Halloween? Man.
I just pictured a dude running around in the Batman cowl and cape with nothing else on but Batman boxers. Like,
la 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 la, man bat.
Let's go to ads. This, I can't do this.
Drop that delicious trap music. Okay, this show is brought to you by Audible.com. If you guys like audiobooks, you guys like them, right?
Yes.
Audiobooks are good, but oftentimes they're expensive. Is this correct, Tyler?
Obligatory response, yes.
Kevin, is this also correct? Audiobooks are expensive.
Well, so here's the thing. What I normally do to mitigate costs is I go to my city. To my local city and I find somebody on the side of the road that has one of those, need money for food, God bless. I go, listen, can you read? And they go, maybe. And I bring them into my house. And I sit them down in front of my mic, my recording set. And I go, all right, read this book. And then they read the book. I give them a bagel. They leave.
You give them a bagel for reading an entire book.
Dude, you don't know how like much they really want that bagel. Bagels.
Bagels. Jesus Christ.
Sometimes I'll spice it up, give them a sesame bagel or an everything bagel.
Don't give them everything bagel.
Long story short, Matt, I then listen to their gruff, world-wise voices read books to me, you know?
Well, okay, so I have an alternate solution. There is people who pay celebrities.
There is people.
And, well, there's a company.
Well, wait, this episode is brought to you by homelessbooks.com.
No, not homelessbooks.com.
My new website.
That's not Kevin. Kevin's new website is homelessbooks.com. It's not a thing. Audible is a subscription service, which, you know, you pay $15 a month, $16 a month.
$16.
$16 a month, and then you get a free, you know, like one audiobook. But audiobooks are usually 30 to 50, not 50, but like usually 30 to 40 bucks anyways.
No, I mean, every audiobook we've recommended has been $33 or more.
Yeah. So
that's half price.
So that's the normal service, but you get a whole free month, which equates to a free audiobook. You know, there's no obligation. You don't have to try anything. You don't have to pay for anything. I mean, you have to try it, obviously. Otherwise, how would you do it?
If you hate audiobooks, I mean, then
if you hate audiobooks, we got another sponsor for you.
Well, you know what else I do? Just another thing, throw it out there. It may not be as cheap as $16 a month, but if you get the book that you want, like, name a book you guys like real quick. Just give me one book.
Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
All right, so you take Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. You open the book to page one. You type in a box under the stairs, there's a baby boy with a scar. And you type that into your computer, and then you highlight it, you right-click it, and text-to-speech. Okay, so you type out the whole book, and then you hit Control-E.
Oh, my God.
Right? To select all?
Yeah.
Do not hit delete, because then you will delete all the hard work you just did. And
very important not to do that.
Then right-click.
Yeah.
Text-to-speech.
Okay.
And the dulcet tones of Microsoft's text-to-speech robot man.
Sam?
Is that his name?
It was a long time ago. I'm not
Listen,
sure
he just works for me. I don't know his name. He will read you Harry Popster.
Harry Popsicle and the Philosopher's Stone.
Harry Popsicle and the other things from under the couch cushion.
That's... If you want a professionally read, professionally great sounding, and actual real audiobooks, audibletrial.com/SGC64. Get your free audiobook today. Support the show. No obligations. Cancel anytime. It'll really help us out. Once again, audibletrial.com/SGC64. Also, episode 70 is brought to you by Saturday Morning RPG. by Mighty Rabbit Studio.
Hey.
As Tyler told us at the top of the show.
Hey, thanks, Joe.
They're some great dudes.
So these are some great guys.
Them some great fellers.
They are and great people.
Probably ladies, I would imagine.
I don't know, honestly. It's a smaller studio. These guys have been working hard on this game for a long time. It was originally released on mobile, right? And they spritzed it up for the PS4, and now, just this week, was released on Xbox One.
Congratulations to them.
Yeah, hell yeah. This is a passion project. It's one of those old school top-down role-playing, you know, one of those, you know, you play as a guy, turn-based combat. To be honest, it's like Paper Mario. Everything that was good about old school Paper Mario.
I'm bringing it up. I want to look at it.
Yeah, okay. Tyler's going to bring it up on the other screen. It's like old school Paper Mario funniness with the good combat, but it's all nostalgia jokes. That's what this game is, and is so good.
So it's kind of like Mother.
It's like Mother. Fuck. It's like Earthbound.
Motherfuck? The sequel to Mother?
Yeah. It's like Earthbound, but more 90s kid.
I can dig it.
I do dig it. It's a great thing. You know what? You should go and check it out. You can check out at themightyrabbitstudio.com, I think. Or no, maybe it's just themightyrabbit.com. Or mightyrabbitstudio.com. I don't know.
And you know what? While you're looking at it and thinking, wow, I really would like to get my hands on this game. Well, dear listener. You're in luck.
We got a giveaway for you.
Ruh-roh.
We're going to be giving away a game.
Don't give them my copy.
No, no, no. We got two copies to give away. Don't worry.
What?
One will be exclusively to Twitter. The other one, kind of everything goes. So just like our giveaway for Cluster Truck, which, by the way, we do have a winner, and I'll announce very soon.
We do.
AK at the end of this ad roll. You can just go on our Twitter. At the top of our Twitter will be a pinned tweet. Just retweet and reply with your favorite Saturday morning cartoon, and you will be entered into win a copy, one of two copies for the Xbox One. North America only, so sorry for those listeners overseas.
Strawberry Shortcake doesn't count.
Strawberry Shortcake does not count. And, like I said, we gave away that copy of Cluster Truck. Once again, thank you to Tiny Build. Our winner was at ENDERGIRL04 on Twitter. That's EnderGirl04. Thanks to Endergirl.
Yeah.
She's cool.
Good looking out.
She runs a little YouTube channel, so go check that out. Faux show. I'm gonna click it right here. Never mind. The URL is too long to read, but let me see what her name is, and then you guys can go check it out, because I want to
search her on the YouTube.
On the YouTube. She does things. It's taking a long time to load because...
Pretty sure she does some game reviews, things like that.
I'm pretty sure it's a game thing.
Yeah.
It's the Alaya and Baykar show. It's spell it Aaliyah and Baykar show. You can check them out on YouTube. Great stuff. And once again, thank you for participating in the giveaway. I just want a little tip, guys. A lot of you retweeted, not a lot of you replied. So yeah, you did 50% of the giveaway, but you didn't do the other 50%. So you weren't. It's not hard. Just click the reply and just type. It doesn't have to be your favorite Saturday morning cartoon. There's no way I'm going to know. Just type a goddamn cartoon. It's part of the fun.
I think, to be fair, a lot of the accounts that did retweet us.
Probably bots.
No. They seem like people that just do
giveaways.
Yeah, they just do giveaways on Twitter.
I'm on to you guys. I'm on.
We're watching you.
We're watching. I'll be not giving you this code. Dun 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 dun.
Oh. Did you guys... Was that Sting and the Police that was just here?
Yeah. Special guest.
Wow.
That was amazing.
How did we net that? That was on point.
SGC is growing. You guys want to go back to the show?
Yeah.
Once again, thanks Audible. Audibletrial.com/SGC64 and MightyRabbitStudio.com, or just Google Mighty Rabbit Studio, or check on your Xbox or any other thing. Saturday morning RPG. You'll get it. Tyler, you're giggling. Do you have anything to close out the ad roll with?
Oh my god, these achievements are awesome.
Yeah. Aren't they? Why don't you read off one or two for the fans?
Let's see.
Turn your face.
These are the battle winning achievements. So if you win any number of battles, you get Macchio.
Hell yeah.
Lundgren.
Hell yeah.
Van Damme.
Hell yeah.
Stallone.
Hell yeah.
Norris.
Hell yeah.
That's
oh
it.
My god.
That's the whole entire style of the game.
If you reach level 21, you get Jump Street.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's very nostalgia filled, and it's a great, great time. Definitely pick it up.
Yeah, this looks great.
Or definitely check out the Twitter. I mean, definitely check out the Twitter, retweet, and reply with your favorite Saturday morning cartoon.
Dudes, you want this game. Get it.
Yeah, you
it's
really
It's free sure. from us.
It's free from us. All right, back to the show, guys. Tyler's.
No context. No context at all.
No context. Wild Stallions. So, we were talking about the best man dressed as a bat. And then we were talking about Batman Arkham. I don't want to go on this game for too long.
Why? Is it bad?
No. It's not that it's that.
Yeah, it's called Batman.
I'm conflicted, boys.
That is a T.
It's Batman.
This is why I need audiobooks. I can't read.
I'm conflicted. Because Arkham City and Arkham Asylum, which are included in the Batman Return to Arkham package for $40, they're good games, right? No one's going to deny it. Arkham Asylum was probably the first real good Batman game of the modern age, right? You know, no one's going to really argue that. Arkham City, probably the best open world superhero game, in my opinion. Funny thing, though, for a remastered version, they look worse than they did on 360, so I'm kind of confused how that happened.
What?
Yeah. Also, it's locked at 30 FPS and still stutters during fights.
Now, you want me to pay how much for crappy games?
Well, here's the thing. That's what I'm saying, is because the games still themselves are really, really good. $20 per copy if you split it that way. You know, two discs. It's a two-disc game. You know, you got one with Arkham Asylum, one with Arkham City, and both of them are $20 a piece, you know, for a total package of $40. But yeah, it's locked at 30 FPS, and they did a little bit of texture rescaling, or not rescaling, that's the wrong word. They brushed up the textures a teeny bit, but what they did is they raised the literal brightness, and what the original games did was they were dark to hide the fact that they didn't look amazing. You know, they were shitty underneath the darkness, but it was okay because of the tone of the Batman.
It was the atmosphere.
Yeah, but now it's like, look at how bright and shitty all these textures are. It's a weird decision. It's much more noticeable in Arkham City than it is in Arkham Asylum. But yeah, I don't know. Like, on one hand, really good games. Awesome games. I had fun playing through Arkham Asylum and Arkham City again. On the other hand, I've already played them. It's definitely one of these things where, if you haven't played the series, great reason to buy it. Great, go ahead. Sure, $40, why not? Good price. Worth it. But if you've played it, there is no reason. Sure, you can play as, like, Cartoon Batman when you go through Arkham Asylum for the first time now, instead of having to complete the game on, like, New Game Plus Plus. But, cool. That's it.
All right.
That's literally... Did you guys play Arkham Asylum or Arkham City when they came out?
I played a little bit of both.
Did you like them?
I'm not a big Batman fan.
Same. Really? See, I'm not a huge Batman fan either. I mean, I like Batman quite a bit, but I'm not a huge Batman fan. But I thought that they did a good job tying, like, the lore and all, like, the different Batman villains together pretty nicely for even those who weren't fans. I would say if you're a fan of third-person action games, because the combat is really good. Kevin, I'm going to just tell you now, instead of nodding, maybe audibly connect with the audience.
Audible.com.
No. That's...
Oh.
Admiral's over. Yeah, no, just... Yeah. Batman.
All right. Nod.
Nod. Okay. All right. So Batman Arkham just didn't really quite work out. The segment of the show didn't work out, and nor did the game. So,
Hey,
Dragon Ball Z.
Thanks.
God, this one just took a slump. I don't know what happened right here.
Let's just wrap it up.
I want to talk about this game because people might like this game. Okay, so...
Don't lie.
Baby MMO. It's like my first baby's MMO. It's so cute. I don't even like Dragon Ball that much, but it's just a baby MMO. Tyler, tell them, please.
Oh my God. All right, so... All right, Matt. Actually, I need to ask you a few questions about this game because I didn't get to play it as much as you did.
Oh, God. I don't even know if I really played it as much as I just... It played me. Let's go.
Did you have any trouble getting into a group with people, or did you play with people at all?
Do you have friends?
Kamehameha. That's my answer.
All right. Stay into it. So what...
Keep going. I got them all.
Listen, okay.
I
don't have any more.
Our resident high school friend-making expert here is going to help you make find friends. Your own group on Dragon Ball Z Xenoverse.
So in DBZ Xenoverse, it kind of... It's like... It's a Dragon Ball fighting game, but it has an open layout like an MMO. You can either go into a single-player lobby where the whole entire little town is populated by NPCs, or you can go into a multiplayer lobby...
Where you can see freaks of nature that go against God's creations that people have made to be incredibly fat, but super powerful, and also 3 feet tall.
Couldn't have said it any better myself.
That was the finest description of this game I've ever heard.
It's really... The kind of interactions are limited. There's, like, side quests that you can group up together with, and there's usually people running around, right around the area where you pick up the quests, like a little quest desk. And people are just constantly spamming chat, like, looking for group, looking for group, looking for group. I didn't really join anybody, though, because I like solo. I mean, that's just me.
All right. Well,
I was doing more of the story stuff than... I haven't... This game is big. It's a lot of content.
It is a lot of content.
And I have not played a ton of it, maybe like 12 hours. And a lot of it is, like Kevin said last time, you know, you train to get to the story missions and stuff like that. You do a lot of smaller fights.
And I've also heard the better you get in the game, your character, if you're playing a Saiyan, your hair gets taller.
Mm-hmm.
You have Vegeta hair. Just imagine, like, stories of just Vegeta hair on.
Well,
time.
I saw the guy, model. The guy who was at the top of the leaderboard. I saw him in the lobby, and his hair was so tall that it made my game just crash. And then I contacted Dragon Ball, and they said, "Kamehameha!" And I was like, "Oh, that was a bad joke."
They're just like, "Well, sorry, he's just so good that he can make other people's games crash." Also, his hair is really hard to render.
Also, which is why, we didn't think anyone was going to
play. Which
is
why when you hit Super Saiyan 12, your hair just disappears.
Oh my god, you just
get bald.
Krillin is Super Saiyan 12.
He knows where I'm going.
All right, maybe a little bit too blue for the show, but do they have Super Saiyan pubes?
You know their eyebrows change color, right?
Ooh, oh, do the curtains good, match the, that's a, the carpet?
Does the carpet match your pubes?
I can't do it anymore, guys. Can we just stop it?
I think that's a pretty good logical conclusion that Tyler made there. Their eyebrows do change colors.
Speaking of things that change colors.
Right quick.
Go for it.
So you know, if you played the first one, it's essentially the same game. There's more story. It's good.
Yeah. No, it is basically baby MMO. You just jump from person to person, get quests, go here, do this fight. It's fun. But what it does is it very accurately represents and replicates the kind of crazy action of the show.
Mm-hmm. You can also import your character from the last game and, like, essentially take on his persona.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. And if you don't have a character from the first one, you can select from presets or make... It's very cool, and I'll talk about it more as I play it more. But for right now, I'm pretty cool on it. And I'm not a huge Dragon Ball fan. Speaking of things that I wasn't a huge fan of, but now I kind of like Battlefield 1.
Was it muddy?
Battlefield.
Yeah, dude, it was muddy. The first Battlefield that is called Battlefield 1. Because I'm pretty sure the original Battlefield was just called Battlefield.
You're right.
Battlefield 1.
Did you know that you
are right in that
story? Right.
So Battlefield 1, what they did is they said, hey, remember all these single players we keep making that are garbage? Let's try not to do that. And then they made a good one. So Battlefield 1, instead of playing as private storyline, you play as different people across six different missions. They're almost their own stories. Think of it like Black Mirror for the war, Twilight Zone of World War One. It's anthologies, so like the first one... First mission, all about guys in tanks. It's kind of like Fury. Second mission, about this French dude who steals a plane. A lot of pilot stuff.
Yeah, that's cool.
Third one, you're playing as a guy who's running carrier messages back and forth. So from like front lines to, you know. You're not even trying to shoot people. You're trying to run around and like skirt through. And
sure.
So it's cool because what it does is it takes the focus away from the Call of Duty-esque, just shoot everything, kill everything, A to B, and kill everything on the way. And kind of makes the story more about the narratives within the battlefield than the battlefield itself.
That is why I've always, always, always preferred Battlefield to Call of Duty. Call of Duty's great as a pick it up an hour before work, get some arcadey shooting done.
Yes.
GG. Battlefield's great because not only does it encourage team play, but the alternative objectives make the gameplay more rewarding overall. It's more of a role-playing game than it is... just an outright shooter.
Well, and the thing is they do a very good job. It embraces the horrors of war very, very much.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty dark, so they do a very good job with the score and emotional storytelling points and stuff like that. It's overall a great story, but I actually prefer Call of Duty's multiplayer to Battlefield's multiplayer.
Mm.
Maybe I don't mind a lot of vehicle sections in my story, but there's something that's really annoying about getting in a vehicle and then like driving and you're just about to get there and then someone blows you up and you're like, I wasted all this time.
Boy, I'm really sorry.
Tyler, if you talk, I'll turn the mic so they can hear you with your voice. Now go.
Nah.
Ooh, sharp
turn. Valiant Hearts. Is that what it is?
Valiant Hearts is, it's similar. Actually, yeah, it's similar in tone to Valiant Hearts. It's like the kind of bleak.
That's what I've been doing this whole time. Sorry I was quiet.
You're trying to find Valiant Hearts. Valiant Hearts by Ubisoft was the 2D game. This is like if you took that and told the same kind of story, but in first person.
Huh.
very, very much about, like I said, about the characters and the narrative within the war, not really about, you know, just shooting everybody in sight like Call of Duty is. I don't really like the multiplayer. That's just me, though. So I can't really talk on the multiplayer. Decent progression. If you played other Battlefields, it's like kind of the same idea. They've tweaked some things from the beta, if you didn't like that. But you know what game is really good, better?
That's right here.
Titanfall 2, baby. Titanfall 2 is the Assassin's Creed 2 of shooters.
Stop thinking about it. Give them your money.
Yeah. So they were like...
Just stupid fun.
No. Like, no. They were like, we have this new, brand new IP called Titanfall. Just, okay, we're going to replace it with Assassin's Creed. We have this brand new IP called Assassin's Creed. Boom, it comes out. Wow, this is kind of underwhelming. You're kind of just doing the same stuff, and it's really kind of weak. Here's Assassin's Creed 2. Whoa, everything you guys were talking about is now fully realized, fun to play, expansive, and there's great quality content for whether I want to play, like, quests, or I want to do story, or do online. There's so many different kind of things. Wow, this new Titanfall 2 is awesome. It's like, that's what it is. Is they completely messed up the first one.
Yeah.
Titanfall 1 was underwhelming, in my opinion. Kevin likes it a lot.
I liked it, but I like the multiplayer. The single player was disjointed.
The single player is... Yeah, but it was basically like bot matches.
Oh.
It was basically bot matches. If you can imagine the co-op versions of Halo, but without a storyline, like a cohesive storyline. I mean, there was one, but it literally was just like the IFC versus the Rebellion or whatever the hell they're called. I don't even know.
It was like very, very light on storytelling. This one is very, very heavy on storytelling. You don't even start as a pilot. Pilots are the people who can like control these giant mech titans in the game. There's a six-hour story here. The game is like a first-person platformer, which is awesome. I really, really like the movement mechanics in that. Just overall, I haven't played too much of it, but what I will say is, gosh dang, they do a good job character with that multiplayer. Like, constant progression. I hit the table by accident. Constant progression. You're constantly getting unlocks. Whether it's something cool or something meaningless, you're always doing something, which is really good. It shows that there's a lot of content. There's a lot of places to go.
The thing... With those multiplayers, I really do like the progression system in multiplayers. Like, that's what gets me to play, obviously. But there are some that get really laborious, like, unnecessarily so.
It seems Titanfall is quite the opposite. They're, like, flooding the player with all the rewards.
Nice.
Which is good. I can't wait to dig more deep into that. And you guys are gonna play it very soon, right?
Oh, yeah.
Just been playing other things, right?
Yeah, kind of busy on that,
that special, you know. The special one?
Running around
the special old edition.
No, I play garbage games. Remember,
running around the old
good things like Skyrim,
the old neighborhood of Tamriel. You know,
getting all up in their redwoods and their
just making sure the Stormcloak Rebellion is still running smooth.
Now let me ask you: do you play on PS4? Or you play on Xbox?
I play on Xbox. What do you play on, Kevin?
I play on Xbox.
I play on Xbox as well, and I think that's because there's way more mod support.
Yeah, here's something fun. Fun fact, here's the stats for it. If you're on PS4, your mods cannot use external assets, meaning nothing that changes. You're not going to be able to have Thomas the Tank Engine as a dragon, which we can on Xbox. You're not allowed to import external assets. Also, it's okay. It's fine. Also, Xbox One has 5 gigabytes of storage space for mods. PS4 has a fifth of that, 1 gigabyte.
I dropped the ball there.
Yeah, well, originally there was supposed to be no mod support on PS4 because Sony was like, and then, I mean, that's essentially what happened. Bethesda's like, hey, here's this feature that everybody on your system wants. And Sony's like, but no, we're assholes. It was a dumb reason. Like,
but somebody stole our credit cards once.
Yeah, we fucked up real hard one time. Now we're super afraid because we don't have any security on our thing because we gave away our online for free for 5 years and people are curious as to why the security is bad.
Whoa. Wow, we got a little deeper than we wanted to there.
Skyrim's so good.
So the only thing I've noticed, the only gripe I have so far,
is not enough dragons.
Is that I don't know if it's one of the mods that I downloaded, but I get a lot of like real choppy frame rate when I turn.
Yeah, it's probably your mods. You might want to check your load order because everything I've seen has been so clean.
Yeah, it's your mods.
It's your mods. You might want to check the load order.
I don't have any problems.
Dude, I've tried messing with the load order. It wouldn't let me rearrange them.
Well,
snap back when I did it.
If there's one thing that I gotta say, it's that the load order for mods is not optimal. There's a lot of stuff within load order that you kind of have to just know from base modding on PCs that they don't really tell you, like which to load first. But Yeah, from what I've seen, just as the game itself without any mods, it looks so good.
It's really pretty.
They did a good job. The draw distance is so good.
Yeah.
You can see the mountain from the other mountain.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm going to go for sure die that mountain. I love this company. I love...
You know what other company I really love?
Microsloth.
This is not a sponsored message. This is just something I just want to say. Whoever's doing the marketing for Arby's is
killing it. Dude, you guys are on it.
They're killing it right now. Did you see that one today?
Hell no.
It's just a bunch of people dress up like characters from Skyrim, and they're just moshing. They're just moshing on some Arby's sandwiches. And it says, even Dovahkiin need to eat. Dude, and it's just this, great. They're wearing an iron helmet with the horns, and they're just like smashing.
There was a Kingdom Hearts one that was really good too. Burger. I don't know, dude. Arby's
it was just a keyblade made out of boxes. Anyway, Arby's, you're killing it.
On the flip side, McDonald's, you just hashtagged dab life in one of your ads. I don't know if you know what that actually means. It was somebody doing a. It was a black gentleman doing a dab while holding like a Whopper or something. This is not the same company, but it was holding like a McBig Mac or whatever. And it was like, gotta eat your. No, it was an Egg McMuffin. And he was like, gotta have your breakfast. And he was literally fucking dabbing, doing the dance move, the dab, but it said hashtag dab life. And I'm like, that's not what dab life
maybe
is.
Maybe that's exactly what they meant to put, though.
Maybe. A lot of stoners do eat McDonald's. Also, stoners just eat a lot in general.
So, to bring it back to Skyrim, I remember there was this old video, and I really would love to see this recreated in the special edition. This dude just went up to the top of a mountain with
cheese
his
wheels.
Entire inventory full of cheese wheels. Yes. Thanks for ruining that. Entire inventory full of cheese wheels, and then just drops them all at once and just follows them down the mountain.
That's dangerous. That will kill you.
Do they drop, like, so they constantly rolling?
They just hit it. It looks like some weird Norwegian, like
a herd of cheese goats.
You can also do
no
cabbages and barrels.
Human
there's
bodies.
Actually,
no, you can't.
There's actually
in your
a real like
oh, true.
There's a real event in one of those Scandinavian countries where they just roll cheese wheels down a hill.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
for real.
So, yeah, for real. Google it.
Running
just,
up the cheeses.
Just to tie up Skyrim, I was playing in front of my lovely girlfriend earlier. And she has never seen Skyrim. I shot a guy, and then I took off his clothes, and I said, fuck you, and I dragged him to a fire, and she said, why did you do that? And then it was that long until I realized that I don't know why I did it. I was like, because he was there. He was so close to the fire, he needed to be in the fire, and also, he's not using those clothes. And then I just dropped the clothes. I shot and killed a man in Bleak Falls Barrow, stripped him of his clothes, held A button, and dragged his ass over a bonfire, while my girlfriend sat there and went, why? And I was like, why not?
I was playing earlier, and I tend to play my conscience in those games. Like, I don't ever play, like, a really evil campaign or anything like that. But I was walking around Windhelm, and this guy in really nice clothing is talking to this woman that's following him, and he has an Imperial bodyguard walking with him too, and he's like, we've got to get to the wedding, we have all these expensive gifts to give to the bride and groom, we're late, and I run up to him and he goes, what do you need, peasant, I'm late for a wedding, and I'm just like, well, I need your stuff, and I just beat him over the head with my mace and took it, but I never would have done that if he didn't call me a peasant. The guy was a douche, long
yeah,
story
I
short.
I mean, that's what you get. It's 2016, man. It's fucking the year, the birth of the dragon. What's like, they have, Lorandaz, they have really weird calendar days in that.
Mourndaz
and Thursdaz, you'd be like, bitch, this is Thursdaz 2016, you can't call me a peasant.
Wait, are you talking, like, in Skyrim?
In Skrim.
Isn't that, like, based off the Nordic,
I don't know, I'm a stupid person.
All I know is there's a Nordic Garfield that says, I hate Mourndaz.
That's fucking terrible. Skyrim is gonna be great, and I'm sure we're gonna keep bringing it up.
God it's Frugtag.
Let's wrap this thing up with everyone's favorite segment.
Oh man, there were some games.
There's some games that are becoming they're going to be available soon. If you're listening to this on the first day it came out, aka Halloween, you can get these games tomorrow, Tuesday. Tyler, let's wrap it up quickly.
Let's start with PS4 because
PS4
super underwhelming.
Okay, here's PS4's month. Why don't you give them the first two, the PS4 games?
Everybody's Gone to the Rapture and Dead Tower of Monsters.
Everyone's Gone to the Rapture was a pretty cool narrative walking sim.
Okay, so
I liked it.
Walking sim.
Yeah.
Yay, another one.
So if you're
thanks, PS4.
Yeah, Gone Home was like a few weeks ago. It's if you like walking slow with a pretty story, Virginia instead of this one.
Do Virginia instead. Good job, you did it.
But Everyone's Got the Rapture is still pretty good. I don't know what the Dead Tower Monsters is.
I didn't research it.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, we'll find out what it is. PS3 games.
Dirte 3.
And Costume Quest Day 2.
Ooh.
No, Dirt 3 is really good. I mean, Dirt 3, if you like rally racing or arcade racing in general, is a good time.
Yeah, but these are the old games.
But Dirt 3 is still a really good game.
Fair.
And Costume Quest 2 is still a really good game for the PS3.
Sustained. That's the word I'm looking for. Costume Quest, yeah, but we got all of these games earlier this year on Xbox.
Yeah. Yeah, true story.
It hurts.
Yeah, because I already, if you own both consoles, it's almost like they're looking at my library and they're just picking games that I already own.
Dumb.
What about Vita?
What is this, Letter Quest?
Letter Quest Remastered. I talked about this a little bit, quite a few episodes ago. It's basically an anagram game where they're like, here's a bunch of letters, now try to make a word. And then you like walk from left to right and like, oh, you made a 5-letter word, so you do 5 attack damage to your... It's like an RPG.
Oh,
it seems all right.
It's interesting, but I mean, it's very shallow.
You know,
it's a fun game for mobile. I'll give that. I bought it.
You know what that would be great on? 3DS. Like, that would be a great Mi Plaza game.
Pumped Up BMX Plus.
Oh, isn't that song by Foster the People?
Yes.
All the other kids with their pumped up bikes.
Better ride.
Right off that ramp. Ooh.
That was good.
I remember BMXing when I was a kid.
This is a good one.
This one is, this one is kind of shitty.
Now, is this like Dave Mirra BMX?
No, this is like a side scroll kind of thing.
So this is like Trials?
Yeah,
kind of. Happy Wheels?
It's like Happy Wheels Trials.
Happy Wheels is terrible.
I love Happy Wheels.
I mean, it's okay, but it's just like a worse version. Yeah, that's PS4. You guys want to cut into Xbox real quick?
Yeah, the good stuff. Let's get the good stuff.
Super Dungeon Brothers.
Oh.
Which is a very good game. It's a 4-player co-op, like adventure, top-down.
I didn't know that!
Yeah. Unless I'm thinking of it wrong, I'm
pretty sure. I've only ever played as one player.
Well, is it a co-op? It was on Steam a long time ago. Not a long time ago, but like recently.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I've only ever played it one player. I didn't know it was co-op.
I don't know. I could be wrong, but it's a brawler, right? Like a dungeon crawler.
Yes,
that is correct. It's supposed to be really good. Merge Soul Suspect is a...
Oh, that's a good one.
We talked about that.
That's a very cool game.
A long time ago.
We did, yeah.
It's a fun time.
That's so worth free, you know?
And then bring it back from the best pirate, Monkey Island Special Edition, which is the great remaster version of Monkey Island, which is the classic point-and-click featuring Guybrush Threepwood.
Hell yeah.
Free, that's a 360 game, and then the other free 360 game is Far Cry Blood Dragon.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
They're killing it.
Xbox has been bodying Sony lately. Honestly, on the free games.
That's a good lineup, dude.
It is very good.
I might have to resubscribe.
I mean, you should.
I don't know why you wouldn't be gold for this.
Gotta be gold. So those are the games you're going to be getting as November 1st and 16th roll around. We got a lot of stuff to do for Halloween tomorrow. Got to set up those decorations and stuff. And once again, I want to thank you, Tyler, for retweeting out that classic pic of the Atari game, Halloween.
Halloween.
The spooky Halloween Atari game.
Can we send it out again?
Yeah, we should repost the...
throw it out again.
Yeah, throw it out again because that's probably the best Halloween game ever. And it's called Halloween. It's for the Atari. I just want to thank you personally for doing that. Kevin always closes the show with a game fact. Kevin, can you pull into your barrel of facts?
Into my barrel of facts?
Do you have anything that's like Atari related?
I do.
Ooh.
I do.
Ooh, ooh, go.
All right, so everyone knows everyone's favorite and the OG pizza rat, Chuck E. Cheese.
Mr. Chuckle Cheese, yes.
Charles
E.
Cheese. To those that don't know him personally.
Mm-hmm. Great place. Great man.
He,
great ball pits.
Chuck E. Cheese was originally called Chuck E. Cheese's Pizza Time Theater.
Great balls.
Which, wow, what a title, right?
Pizza Time Theater plus balls and pits.
So that was Chuck E. Cheese Pizza Time Theater and balls was originally founded by the man who founded Atari, Nolan Bushnell.
Who I believe is actively against violence in video games, so isn't that just funny?
No, he was trying to expand the purview of cabinet games beyond like pool halls and other adult locations.
Well, I mean, if you look at the place where arcades are in America today, Chuck E. Cheese is like the only remaining
It's true.
Arcade. Really? People don't really think of it that way, but like, yeah, Chuck E. Cheese is more of an arcade than a pizza place. Nobody goes to Chuck E. Cheese for their pizza.
Right, because it's garbage.
And then everyone's like, the arcade industry is dead. And it's like, yes, but Chuck E. Cheese is still open. Which is interesting.
So are the, so
but it's, well, I, last time I went to Chuck E. Cheese, they had a big ass fucking iPad, and it was just like Fruit Ninja, but bigger. And I was like, God damn it!
Same prizes, different games.
Same prizes, more money. You could spend 4 tokens and play this for 5 minutes, or you can spend $4 or quarters and play this for the rest of your goddamn life. Fruit Ninja in the arcade,
and you can walk away with one of those little plastic grasshopper things that you press your finger on and it pops up.
Or a Chinese finger trap.
Or some really shitty walkie-talkies.
Oh, yeah. Or if
wow,
really...
you sound like you got burned, man.
I did.
No, it's okay. so, once 80, again...
80,000 tickets.
Once again, guys, Jesus Christ! 80,000?
I saved up for a long time.
Oh, man, Chuckles on you. Chuckles cheesers.
That didn't even work.
So, we will see you guys next week for episode 71. We're going to be pulling into more games, probably. Talk more games. I know we didn't really talk a lot of Halloween stuff this time. But it's okay. We talked a lot. We had the Halloween special earlier in the month. It was a good time.
Thanks again to Audible and...
To Saturday Morning RPG. You guys are great.
Thanks for sponsoring
Mighty
us.
Rabbit.
Thanks for believing in us.
Yeah, thanks for really believing in us. Sorry if this episode was a little bit off. Or
don't
if we're...
stop believing, though.
Never.
You got to hold on to that feeling.
Damn it.
Stick it to your mother.
Ooh, that was a little formal.
Stick it to your mom. Ha 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 ha.